Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is a feature from bbclearningenglish.com. For more information and our terms of use, go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.
The English we speak.
Ah, thank you for the lift to work today, Feifei.
It's a pleasure, Finn. But my car has got a few problems.
Oh.
Sometimes it makes funny noises. And I even had to call a mechanic a few times.
Yeah, it looks like quite an old car.
Yes, it is. I'm saving money to buy a new one.
Well, maybe, Feifei, you should give up eating in expensive restaurants every week and all those expensive holidays.
But I love my holidays. And the good food, the designer clothes.
Yes, but if you want to save money, you have to go the extra mile.
The extra mile?
Hmm.
I don't think this old car would survive even one more mile.
I don't mean go the extra mile in the car. I mean go the extra mile when saving money.
How do you mean?
In English, when you tell someone to go the extra mile, you're telling them to make more effort than usual to achieve their objectives. And that's our phrase in this, The English We Speak. Let's listen to some examples.
If you want to succeed in business, you have to work harder than your competitors. You've got to go the extra mile.
Mary left university without a diploma. She spent all her time partying with her friends. She didn't go the extra mile and study harder.
Now I get it. I have to be prepared to give up things I like, to go the extra mile, to save money to buy a new car.
Yes.
Oh no, not again.
Why have you stopped?
Well, this car has broken down again. I have to ring the mechanic.
I'm sorry about that, Feifei. I don't think this car will go any more miles, but I have a feeling you will. If you kiss goodbye to the expensive dresses.
Oh, goodbye.
Yes.
Oh, Finn, my beautiful dresses and the cool gadgets.
Oh, the cool gadgets, yes, those two.
And no more fun weekends in Paris. Or expensive seats in the theatre.
No more real gold jewellery.
I'm so sad. Bye.
Bye.
The English we speak.
That was an episode of The English We Speak. For all the latest downloads and quizzes, go to our website, bbclearningenglish.com.